Hello. This is the IAP Artist in Sensory Arts Job Pack. Independent Arts Projects is the company producing this pack. The application deadline for this role is 12 p.m. noon on Monday, the 4th of October, 2021. The job title is Artist Sensory Arts. There are 6 positions available. The hours of work is 0.5 FTE, which is half of a full-time equivalent, so kind of half a job. It's 17 and a half hours a week, or 2.5 days a week, or flexible hours, equivalent to 6 months full-time. And we can be really flexible and discuss what's right for you and how that might fit into your working practice as an artist. The salary is £28,000 per annum pro rata. So the actual base salary is £14,000 for this project. The contract length is flexible to be agreed, as I've said. So it's the equivalent of 1 year, 2.5 days a week, or the equivalent spread over the year in different increments or week blocks. It's supported by the producer role in sensory arts that we're advertising right now as well. The roles are responsible for their own collaborators and participants. The location is to be confirmed, but the work may include working from home or remote working and or working in community settings in one or more of the following local authority areas: Aberdeenshire, Edinburgh, Fife, Glasgow, Highland, or Perth and Kinross. The status of the contract is an employed fixed term contract or the freelance equivalent. And you'll have the choice, if you're successful, whether you want to have an employed contract or whether you want just a freelance payment, a freelance contract. The rights are slightly different. And essentially the employed contract, you get national insurance paid by the company, you get holiday time, although that's included here for both types of contract, and there's also a pension contribution as well. Whereas if you go for the freelance option, that is the cost of all those things to the company just paid as a freelance fee. I hope that makes sense. But it's something we can discuss, and you get to choose and ask questions about if you're offered the role. The start date is ideally October 2021, but this can be discussed. We're intending for all the work to be completed by the 30th September 2022. The holiday entitlement is 15 days over the year. The probationary period is 2 months, and the notice period is 1 month. Pension: the company makes a 3% contribution into the company's pension plan on condition that the employee makes a minimum contribution of 5%. And those are the kind of statutory minimums. It's not the best pension offer in the world. Our pension provider is Nest, which has an ethical option as well. A team of 6 artists will work with a producer in sensory arts to deliver sensory arts projects with, by, and for target groups in Aberdeenshire, Edinburgh, Fife, Glasgow, Highland, Perth, and Kinross. Target groups are people with autism, with profound and multiple learning difficulties, PMLD, or with dementia. Work can also include a wider group of people who identify as neurodivergent or disabled. If you have particular access requirements and are unsure if this would be the right opportunity for you, please ask, because we're open to being flexible about working arrangements, job share, reduced hours, remote working, etc. So if you're interested in this at all, but unsure if you fit the bill, please email jobs@independentartsprojects.com with any questions or to arrange a conversation. We don't want to waste your time. Come and have a chat with us and find out whether it's worth your while applying. So, about Independent Arts Projects, sometimes known as IAP. IAP presents and tours performance projects by extraordinary artists at every stage of their careers and across various disciplines. We work with individual artists, collaborating with them to create their best work and connecting them with people across Scotland and beyond. We work with an ethos of inclusivity and care for our artists and the audiences and participants who encounter their work. IAP projects often explore identity, representation, or our contemporary world and aim to produce work that helps us make sense of how we live our lives. Independent Arts Projects, that's all one word, .com. About the Sensory Arts Programme. The Sensory Arts Programme is a 12-month project funded through Creative Scotland's Culture Collective Programme, focused on developing sensory arts projects with and for people who find it most difficult to access mainstream arts activity. Our vision and aims for the project. IAP contributes opportunities for a vibrant community of artists and arts workers who make creative experiences for people across Edinburgh, Scotland and beyond. We believe successful work is accessible, fun, meaningful and or transformative. It can be for people to experience passively or actively, immersive and involved. Our artists, audiences and participants are diverse and representative of people of different ages, from different backgrounds, cultures and experience. With this project, we aim to support artists to research and develop or adapt a range of bespoke creative offers for people with autism, people with profound and multiple learning difficulties or dementia. We also aim to develop strong relationships with audiences and participants who have disabilities and additional sensory needs, as well as the organisations that support them. Excuse me. We are particularly interested in working with people who have the above conditions, often have complex needs and challenging behaviour or challenged behaviours, and would benefit from low capacity, exclusive sensory arts experiences to cater to their needs and interests. We aim to include families, friends, carers and partners in our activity, as well as those yet to be diagnosed. These groups are often marginalised from mainstream arts activity, feeling unable to participate or uncatered for by relaxed models of presentation. Examples of possible sensory arts activity. This is not prescriptive. This is not, these are just examples. I'm a person who enjoys an example to get my head thinking about what I would like. So we've included some examples of what activity might be generated. But the whole purpose of this project is that the work is co-designed between the target groups in the communities we mentioned and the geographic areas we mentioned and the artists. So the sensory arts program will be co-designed with the artists and target groups they engage. Activity that might be included could be performances of sensory work for neurodivergent audiences, people with PMLD and those with dementia. It could be inclusive and exclusive creative play sessions for children and young people. It could be inclusive and exclusive creative club sessions for disabled adults. It could be an ideas lab and training sessions for artists and collaborators to generate new scratch performances for trialing with our participants and audiences. It could be residencies to develop new sensory works with venue partners and schools, particularly in Edinburgh, but also in those areas across Scotland. It could be working in partnership to create disabled artist-led creative safe spaces as consultancy for venues reopening and cultural events, so they may include more disabled people in their audiences and on their stages. It could be consulting on how to adapt other theatre projects into sensory performances that engage diverse groups. It could be I've said as well, work may be delivered in person, by post, by telephone, in theatres, public spaces, community centres, or in people's gardens. And again, those are just examples. The work could be delivered anywhere. I think what we're looking for is just meaningful engagement. Applicants. We encourage applicants from different backgrounds with different experiences, skills, and stories to join us and develop our working practice. We actively welcome candidates with protected characteristics and those who are currently underrepresented in the performing arts, including people experiencing barriers due to socioeconomic background, people who self-identify as LGBTQIA+, people who self-identify as big D, little d deaf, people who self-identify as disabled, and those returning to work who have caring responsibilities. Ethnically diverse people who have experienced racism, including people who are from African and Caribbean diaspora, Latinx, the East Asian diaspora, the Southeast Asian diaspora, the West Asian diaspora, including the Middle East. Indigenous people, biracial, mixed heritage, or who also self-identify as a person of color or Black. We may use the term BIPOC plus to refer to people from these identities. So this is the job description part in a bit more detail. These are the bullet points. Main duties and key responsibilities. The creation of a work plan with IEP's executive producer and project coordinator. That should say producer in sensory arts, apologies. Regular and sustained engagement with groups of people with autism, profound and multiple learning difficulties and or dementia, as well as project partners and stakeholders. Acting as lead artist on some projects and collaborating artist on others. Develop and deliver a participatory arts activity co-authored with, by and for at least one of the target groups, in person, remotely or online, or, you know, in a garden, wherever. Document the project according to the needs of IAP and Creative Scotland and your own. Input into evaluation. This next section is our person specification. So I'm going to read out all the essential criteria and then I'm going to read out all the desirable criteria. They're not written in that order, but I think it will be clearer if I do that. So skills, attributes and experience that are essential. At least 3 years experience of delivering high quality, collaborative, participatory, performance-based work with community groups. Interest in and knowledge of accessible and inclusive arts practices. Experience of co-designing projects with at least one of the target groups and people with autism, profound and multiple learning difficulties, and or dementia. High level of facilitation skills in inclusive participatory settings. A high level of facilitation skills in an online context is desirable. Sorry, I misread that. Ability to work alone as well as collaborate with and lead a creative team, essential. Good organization skills as well as written and verbal communication skills, competent IT skills, ability to manage relationships and ensure effective communications are maintained at all times. Ability to manage multiple priorities, meet deadlines, and manage a busy workload. Commitment to promoting and embedding equality, diversity, and inclusion in working practices. Generosity and willingness to exchange learning in a peer group. A clear, and these are all desirable now. That was all the essential ones, essential. So the desirable skills, attributes, and experience are high level of facilitation skills in an online context, a clear understanding of safeguarding and child protection, experience of documentation, experience of evaluation, a full clean driving license and owned vehicle. Again, that's desirable, not essential. Application timeline. Between 12 and 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 15th and Thursday the 16th of September, there are bookable 30-minute Zoom sessions where you can have, when you can ask questions with myself, with the executive producer about the job. That's about finding out if that job is right for you so that you don't waste your time in applying. At 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Friday the 17th of September, a Zoom Q&A. Yes, this will be recorded and shared and captioned and popped up on YouTube. 12 p.m. on Monday the 4th of October. 12 p.m. is noon on Monday the 4th of October is the deadline for applications. 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Monday the 11th and Tuesday the 12th of October, we will hold our interviews then. So that will be online or in person. 6 p.m. on Monday the 18th of October, all applicants will be notified of the outcome. Here are our notes on the interview process, on the application process. We will offer feedback to all applicants that apply. Applications will be assessed and scored by the executive producer against the person's specification. So that's the list of essential and desirable criteria. The highest scoring applicants will be invited for interview. Shortlisted applicants will be sent interview questions at least 48 hours in advance of the interview. Interviews can take place in person in Edinburgh or online via Zoom, and you decide what your preference is. If they are in person, social distancing will probably be maintained. We will probably be in a ventilated space. I have not booked that space yet, but that is the plan. Interviews will be with the executive producer and one other person to be confirmed. This information will be sent with the interview questions and the interview and the invitation to interview. We operate a blank slate assessment process, meaning that each applicant is scored anew at application and then interview stage. An offer, subject to positive references, will be made following the interviews. Before you apply, you can arrange an informal discussion, or if you have any questions, please email jobs@independentartsprojects.com with any access requirements or how you would like us to get back to you. I've said preferred response. I don't know if that makes sense. So phone, SMS, email, and we'll get back to you. And that's the email address if you want to apply for, if you want to request any of the one-to-one sessions or the group session on the 17th. How to apply. Please apply by sending a CV, maximum 2 pages A4, and covering letter, maximum 2 pages A4, in no smaller font than size 12, attached by email to jobs@independentartsprojects.com. Your covering letter should cover the points mentioned in the person's specification. You can refer to the job description outlining your relevant experience and information as to why you believe you are the right person for this post, for these posts. Please include contact details for two referees. We will contact your referees after we make an offer subject to references. Alternatively, applicants can send a link to a maximum 10-minute long video that outlines all of the above information. Please complete our Equal Opportunities Monitoring form. There's a link to the form in our PDF job packs, and I'll include that on the website as well. You don't have to complete the Equal Opportunities Monitoring form. However, it is a useful tool for helping us to monitor the effectiveness of our recruitment process. In accordance with Data Protection Act 1998, the information you have provided will only be used for the purpose of equality monitoring. Independent Arts Projects is a company limited by guarantee, company number SC for Scotland 581505. Charity number SC for Scotland 049294. And our website, as you might know by now, is independentartsprojects.com. IAP gratefully acknowledges support from Scottish Government and Creative Scotland through the Culture Collective Programme. Independent Arts Projects is one of 26 organisations awarded funding by Creative Scotland as part of the Culture Collective National Pilot Programme, which will establish a network of creative practitioners, organisations and communities, working together to create a positive difference locally and nationally in response to COVID-19. It is a fantastic fund. Thank you.